You want to ditch the dad bod and start living leaner, stronger, longer, and better? Then, my friends, you had better stop exercising and start training. And in today's episode, I am going to give you my top five telltale signs that you are kind of wasting your time in the gym. Let's get to it. Welcome to Barbells to Buddhas, and I'm your host, Roar Alexander, online fitness, health, and body transformation coach. Now, I can honestly say I spent well over a decade in the gym, not getting nearly the results for the work that I was putting in, wasting lots of time, lots of money, and just like those aimless workouts, my life was the exact same. Lame jobs, crappy apartments, living paycheck to paycheck, never building what I wanted, either inside or outside the gym. So one day, I just said to myself, enough is enough. With no credit cards, no money, no plan, I bought a one-way ticket to Hong Kong because all I knew was my life sucked and it had to change. And for years, I traveled Asia and India, discovered new cultures, traditions, foods, and my body and my life just started to come together. And I realized that I'd been making fat loss, muscle gain, body transformation, and even my life so much more complicated than it had to be. And now this is what I'm hoping to bring to you, helping you transform your body in the gym to live much better outside the gym. And saying that, let's get on to Barbells to Buddhas. So what's up, everybody? I'm Roar Alexander, men's online body transformation and health coach, and of course, host of this Barbells to Buddhas podcast, the official podcast for guys just like you who want to start living leaner, stronger, longer, and a heck of a lot better. Like I said, guys, I'm trying to keep this cleaner now. Now, what does better mean for you? Honestly, I don't know. I can't say, but I can tell you what it means for me, okay? It means living my leanest, strongest, most energized, pain-free body at 47, going on 48 freaking years old, traveling the world, doing fun stuff with my family like kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, West Coast road trips in the new Jeep Gladiator. Shout out to Jeep Gladiators. Snowboarding, hot springs, Muay Thai in Thailand, yoga in India, maybe some Cali stick fighting in the Philippines. I don't know. And of course, eating all the amazing foods and flavors of the world that I can while enjoying and staying in my best shape. And listen, if you're coming up to or even over 40, heck, even over 50, and you're thinking, you know what, Roar, there's no way that could be me, it can. I coach clients from all over the world, guys from their mid-20s to the late 50s, and all of them have earned their best bodies to live their best lives. It can be done. I'm telling you, I do it every single week. So do both of us a favor, okay? Pack up that weak sauce, inner mylog. Tell that little whiny voice of failure and self-doubt to STFU. Take a big nasal belly breath with me, even though that was a mouth breath. And let's get you and me rocking today into another episode of the Barbells to Buddhas podcast. So guys, what's new? Well, we are in my Halloween Body Transformation Challenge. Now, I'm not quite sure when you're listening to this. It's probably be over by then or near over. But I do this every year. It's a lot of fun. I'm looking, rocking it. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time doing it. If you don't know what it is, it's 21 days. This year is 21 days. Last year was 30, but I've changed it to 21 days. To just eat as clean as we can, to set some new habits, set some new lifestyle standards for ourselves when it comes to our food, our fitness, our activity, what we think of as, you know, leisure time, and decide, you know, what works for us, what doesn't work for us, and then continuing it moving forward, making the changes as they go. So that's what it's all about. So that's what's new with me. Besides that, I am recording this from my all-new house with my all-new podcast studio. I am loving it. I got my He-Man, the Masters of the Universe rocking. I got all my UFC stuff going on. I love this room. I could sleep in this room if only the wife would come in here with me. You know, got to have that one too. But anyways, guys, what I do want to talk about today is a huge issue when it comes to the gym and you going to the gym. And it is what I refer to as exercising and not training. And I'm telling you, I would say 90%+ of the average population is guilty of this. Now, I'm not talking about the YouTubers. I'm not talking about the jack guys in there. I'm talking about the average person in the gym, which there's a lot of people that go to the gym and a lot of people that don't get the physique they want. It's because they are guilty of this. So it's easily 90% of the global gym population. Now, saying that, there's always a bunch of people, maybe you, not you in my Facebook group, but maybe you listening to this, who be like, well, Roar, isn't doing something better than doing nothing? Well, you're right, but you're also a complete effing idiot. And why? Well, because listen, if you're going to take the time to go to the gym, get the gym membership, wake up, put the time in, the reps, the sets, the exercises, wait for that dude to get done on the machine, you know, whatever it is, collect the equipment, put on the wrist straps, get on the gym clothes, put in the effort, then why not just get the most bang for your buck in the same amount of time? I'm not asking you to do anything different. I'm not asking you to spend more time in the gym, go to a fancier gym. I'm just asking you to, why not make the best of that while you're there? By just making a few smart changes. That's it. So no, it is not a case of doing something is better than nothing. Doing something great is better than doing something fine, something okay. I don't know. So if that's your argument, okay, but if that's what your argument, let me ask you a question then. Can I, whatever your job is right now, can I hire you at minimum wage? Can I pay you $14 an hour to do your career? Well, why not? Because any money is better than no money. I mean, you just told me any exercise is better than none. Well, yeah, any money is better than none. So let me cut your salary down by 90% because, hey, it's good. Oh, wait, we didn't like that. Oh, when it comes to our money, we don't like it. So it's the same thing, guys, when it comes to our fitness. So if you're going to bother to do it right. And like I said, today, this is from a recent TikTok I did. But the nice thing about being a podcast or a YouTube or Facebook video, whatever it is, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I got the camera running. I got the microphones on. So the nice part about these longer form conversations is I'm not stuck to that minute. And I know people say, well, you got 10 minutes on TikTok now. Nobody watches a TikTok for 10 minutes. You got a minute. And so we can go over a lot more detail here. So what I'd like to do, you know, without taking a long time, is I'd like to go over my top 5 telltale signs that you are not by far getting the most that you could be in the gym, i.e. somewhat wasting your time in the gym. Okay, so number 1, you are not tracking, okay? If you don't have, and you can't send me or show me, a very clear record of what you are doing in the gym every single workout, every single week, every single month, you are either doing the same thing over and over again, which we'll talk about later, or you're just guessing. My thing is, most of you are probably just guessing. You're like, well, pretty sure last time I came in here, I benched 155. So I'll do it again, or maybe I'll go 165, or what was it? What did I do on the leg press last time? Was it 210, 230? I don't know. We'll just do it again. So you're not tracking. And if you're not tracking, guys, you are just guessing. So that's why when you're training with me, you get a tracker, a paper tracker. Now you can use an app if you want. I do have some clients that prefer the apps. I'm a little more old school. I like to have a book and paper in front of me. In fact, it was funny, actually. Last week at the gym, I was writing in my book. And some guy comes up to me, and nice enough guy, whatever. He's like, hey, you know what? They make apps for that now. I said, I know they do. I know. But I don't like to bother with the apps. They're a pain in the butt. I hate having to tap, 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 tap. I just want to flip the binder open. So my latest workout, the workout that I'm following, the program of whatever the phase I'm in, is right there on the front page. First thing, so I flip it. Okay, that's the exercise of the reps. Good, flip it back. And then I fill out the weights as I go. Sometimes I might do 2 or 3 exercises and fill out the end. I can flip back to the day before or the week before and say, okay, that's what I did last time. So I got to boot it up this time. But tracking, guys, is so important. So if you're not tracking, you're just guessing. Say that with me. If I am not tracking, then I am just guessing. All right, there we go. That's number one. Number two, and I've kind of alluded to all of this because it all leads together, right? So what are you tracking? Well, you can't tell me. If you can't tell me what phase you're in, then you're not training. Are you in a strength phase? Are you in a muscle gain phase? Are you in a power phase? Are you in a cardio phase? Notice I didn't say you're in a fat loss phase. There's no such thing as a fat loss phase. Fat loss phase is going to be made through your activity combined with your diet. You can do any of those and be in a fat loss phase. But you might go to the gym and say, hey, you know what? My goal is to get stronger. So I'm going to go into a max strength phase in which the weights are going to get heavier. The reps are going to go down. The sets may get a little bit more depending. The isolation work may go down a bit. You might do a little more focused accessory work to support those big lifts. Again, we won't get into all that, but that's the way that works. Muscle gain is going to be a higher volume, right? It's probably going to be reps of 8 to 15s, probably 8 to 10, 8 to 12s on those compound movements, 12 to 20s on those smaller isolation movements. Maybe a little less break time, maybe doing things like supersets or tri-sets, things like that. Lots of fun you can have in a muscle gain phase as opposed to a strength phase, which is much more linear to a point. Are you in a power phase, right? Are you working on being explosive? Are you working on maybe strengthening up those joints, those ligaments? I'm actually working right now on some plyometric work. Basically, I'm in a muscle gain and slash joint improvement because I went trampolining last week. And while I had a great time trampolining, I did not have a great next 2 days. And I'm like, holy fuck, I'm in shape. And this trampoline smoked my ass. It killed me. Now, I will say this, and this is what I was very happy about. There was a guy at the fitness store I went to, and I was talking to him. And I was like, holy shit, what, if I just get old or something? He's like, dude, I'm 19, and it destroys my joints too. I was like, okay, good. And I know he works out too, so I'm like, okay, good. That made me feel better. So I was like, I was a little depressed there for a few minutes, but I'm like, great. But anyways, are you in a power phase, working on explosive power, right? A speed phase, whatever. And then there's a cardio phase, a cardio endurance phase, whatever it is. And if you don't have any knowledge, if you have no idea that phases even exist, you're like, holy shit, there's phases? Like, I just don't go to the gym and work out. Like, I'm not just going to lose fat and move. Well, then, my friend, you are not training. You are exercising. Hey, that's number two. Number three, I was talking to a client the other day. You know who you are. Looking into the camera there. But you are not using progressive overload. I know that's a big fancy term, isn't it? But let's break it down. Progressive meaning, you know, over time, progressing, you're progressing. Overload meaning things are getting overloaded, so things are getting heavier. So over time, you are adding some sort of heavier, some sort of challenge to the muscles. But if you could send me your workout, and this is what happened. This is what made me kind of think of this episode the other day. And it's the same weights for week after week, month after month, maybe year after year, with no improvement or changes in the way the weights that you use, in the quality of your movement, in the ranges of motion, in the speed of the lifts. And you're just doing the same thing again and again. So again, wink, wink, you're on the leg press and it's been 200 pounds for a long time because that's just what you do. That is not progressive overload. So how do we progressive overload, right? Well, every week, let's not even say every workout, but I can say every week. Let's say you do leg press once a week. Well, every week you can go in there and you can throw, you know what? I'll say throw a 2.5 pounds on each side. So you're doing a 200 pound leg press, put a 2.5 on each side. And then the next week, you go in and you put a 5 on each side. The next week, you go put a 7.5 on it. You get the idea. And you work your way up like that. Now, you can't go up forever, okay? Eventually, age catches up to you. There's no such thing as a power lifter that keeps getting stronger with age. The things go down, but they change their program up. So they're always finding new ways to challenge themselves. So that's progressive overload. It's not just weight. You can work on the depth of the movement. You could work on the number of reps. So maybe you're going in there, it's leg press. Okay, so let's say you're doing leg press 3 sets of 10. Well, could you go in there and do the same weight, but leg press for 4 sets of 10? Could you make it heavier and do 3 sets of 8? See, there's lots of ways you can mix it up, right? So it's not purely linear, guys. You could say, okay, I'm going to slowly drop the weight down. Maybe it's a 5 second to bend my knees and bring the weight. Then I'm going to hold it at this bottom position for a whole 1 Mississippi and then move. Then you push it up, right? That would be like the speed of lifting. There's angles you can play with. There's the phases of the lift, right? Like the concentric, the eccentric, the isometric. Lots of stuff you can play with there. But if you're not, you're just doing the same thing again and again and again, around and around, and nothing's changing, and you're wondering why you're not changing, well, that's why nothing is changing. Because you literally, you're not changing, and you're not changing. So there you go. So again, what does that mean? That means, say it with me, I am exercising and I am not training. Number 4, you are not changing up your routine. Now, this one is tricky. So this doesn't mean that you need to be doing stupid ass circus act routines and dramatically shifting your plan all the time. In fact, I would not do that. The best workouts and the best routines, the best results are caused from the boring stuff. But you want to be making some small to moderate changes in your exercise, you know, in the steps you're doing, or the sets, I should say, you're doing, the reps you're doing, the break times, maybe an incline press instead of a flat bench for a little while, maybe flip into a decline bench for a couple weeks, maybe switch to dumbbells instead of barbells to get a little bit deeper stretch there at the bottom, right? So again, that's a simple one. Let's take your flat, you've been doing flat bench, barbell benching for the last year, 2 years, whatever it is. Do some dumbbell benching, all right? Same thing, as they say in Thailand, same, but different. Because if you're not changing your routine, guys, at least a little bit, what are you doing? You are exercising and not training. And number 5, this is not a longer one today. This is a shorter one, which is good. I'm trying to do some shorter episodes. Is you are not setting, and because of this, you are not hitting any goals. There's no milestones to be hit. You got no idea. You're just kind of just going in with no purpose at all. So if you cannot tell me exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish in this time period and what your end goal looks like, well, my friend, you're exercising and you're not training. It's as simple as that. I can go in there and ask, okay, I'm doing this for this period, and at the end, this is what's going to happen, and then I'm going to switch to this one. So I follow a program that goes for about 3 weeks, and then I switch it. But it's not a massive switch, guys. It's not entirely new exercises. Some of the ranges of motion change. Some of the weights go heavier. Some of them get lighter. Some of them there's a little bit of speed. Some of them there's a little bit of holds. But a lot of it, about 80% of it, is the same exercises, just performed a little bit differently. And I go through phases. For me, I tend to go through, and I'll just make it fairly simple. I go through a strength phase, I go through a mass phase, and then I go through a power phase. And that's about it. I don't really do a lot of endurance phases because I'm just trying to bring up my basic cardio. So I don't actually have an endurance phase. I'll mix it into those phases. So there you go, guys. Fix those 5 things today. So let's go back and cover them. So number 1, track your workouts. Number 2, know what phase you're in, or pick a phase and go for it, right? Strength, muscle gain, power, we'll call it cardio just for the hell of it, you know, endurance, whatever. Number 3, use progressive overload. That's the most important thing you can do, period. Change your routine up every now and then. Change the exercises up a little bit. Like I said, simple as going from a barbell to dumbbells, maybe a barbell to a Swiss bar. Do a lot of back squats, do some front squats. Do deadlifts, use a trap bar for some deadlifts. It's not that difficult. Go back and forth on them. It can be that easy. And then set a goal within a certain period of time, hit that goal, and then create a new phase. So there you go. Fix those today. So that is a wrap, guys. Let me ask you, what did you take away from today's episode? This is something I'm trying to do more often. It's really, because people just listen to these things all the time and they don't take action. So what is just one thing that you heard today that you can start to do out of those five things? Because like I said, I don't want you to just listen and move on. We got way too much of that. It's called infobesity. We have an obesity of information epidemic where you're listening. Whoa, discovering, and then not taking action on any of it. We don't want that to happen. Okay? So just one thing, do it. But remember, before you go, if you liked what you've heard today and you're inspired, I might be thinking, hey, you know what, Roar? It's time to start to ditch that dad bod, start to live awesome. Then hop right over to my website at barbellstobuddhas.com/no-more-dad-bod and grab your free copy of my popular No More Dad Bod Roadmap, filled with some great tips and simple ideas that can take the action, that you can take action on right now, to do all that and so much more. And of course, guys, until next time, I'm here to help you do what? Well, to live leaner, stronger, longer, and as always, a heck of a lot better. Chat again soon.
Are you a busy entrepreneur or professional who's been hard at work chasing your passions and designing your dream career, but you've placed your fitness and health on the back burner, and now you're seriously thinking about, or maybe even currently struggling, to transform your body and your health while still fitting in all the big responsibilities you have? Well, if the answer is yes, then let me help you get into the best shape of your life without the fad diets, the internet challenges, the exhausting HIIT workouts, or take it away from your work, passion projects, social life, or family. Simply go to www.barbellstobuddhas.com/freecall and schedule your 15-minute first 5-pound strategy call with me today. It's completely free. Leave your wallet at home, and I look very forward to speaking with you.